The tide was far out when David Bourne woke, and the sun was bright on the beach, and the sea was a dark blue. The hills showed green and new washed, and the clouds had gone from the mountains. Catherine was still sleeping, and he looked at her and watched her regular breathing and the sun on her face and thought, how strange that the sun on her eyes should not wake her. After he had taken a shower and brushed his teeth and shaved, he was hungry for breakfast. But he pulled on a pair of shorts and a sweater and found his notebook and pencils and the sharpener and sat at the table by the window that looked out over the estuary of the river to Spain. He started to write, and he forgot about Catherine and what he saw from the window, and the writing went by itself, as it did with him when he was lucky. He wrote it exactly, and the sinister part only showed as the light feathering of a smooth swell on a calm day, marking the reef beneath. When he had worked for a time, he looked at Catherine, still sleeping, her lips smiling now, and the rectangle of sunlight from the open window falling across the brown of her body and lighting her dark face and tawny head against the rumpled white of the sheet and the unused pillow. It's too late to get breakfast now, he thought. I'll leave a note and go down to the café and get a café crème and something. But while he was putting his work away, Catherine woke and came over to him as he was closing the suitcase, and put her arms around him and kissed him.